from our former youth director, Brother Mark Hebert. How many know Mark Hebert? I got a call from him. He wanted to pick my brain, as he does from time to time, about some things that he was thinking about. And he's been thinking about persecution and the tribulation, which is a great persecution upon God's people and those that won't go along with the one world government that's fast being pushed upon us and that Satan wants. And he said, you know, he said, I find a lot of believers think we're not going to be here for that. And he said, they missed the blessing. God wants to bless us through that time. And he says, be exceedingly glad when you're persecuted for Christ's sake. And perhaps you've been persecuted for Christ's sake or been slandered and lied about. I have that happen. And that's always a gut punch, but it's part of the game. And so the fires of persecution, when they come, they actually purify your life. And I told him that the Bible speaks about that, and I understood what he was saying. But I also said this to him. I said, the Bible also says on the balance of that, that we would pray for our government, that we could live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. We're to pray for our government that they wouldn't be against our faith, that they wouldn't persecute our faith, and that God has been pleased to give nations that type of a thing. I watched a movie called Oliver Cromwell. How many have ever seen Cromwell? And that talks about the tremendous time in England when God blessed the government of England, and we still feel the effects of that. Cromwell, what a wonderful time that was. And I told Brother Hebert, I said, you know, someone had shared with me 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and how there seems to be, from verses 15 all the way to verse 30, a timeline that has a chapter 20, and each verse corresponds to a year in America from verse 15 through verse 30. Now, let me tell you, I believe that Satan, and I know this by the globalists, they have said that their goal is to have a one-world government, one-world economy, a central bank digital currency, all cashless by the year 2030. And they push for that, and they've been going for that. We know it's in the Word of God. Revelation 13 says there's going to be a one-world government, a one-world economy. It's going to be run by a man called the Beast. And he's going to be helped by the Antichrist, who's a Jewish Antichrist. And they're going to run the whole world. And in order to get hospital care and doctor care and go to the grocery store and everything, you have to have that mark, you know. And already we're being conditioned for all of that. And Satan wants to push that. So verse 15 of this chapter, I have seen a corresponding with 2015 in America's battle against her enemy. And what is America's threefold enemy? It's a one-world government with men like George Soros. How many have heard of him? Alex Soros. And those globalist people who are not American citizens, but they're running the country and they're trying to run the world. They've been trying to do that. And then secondly, it's by government leaders that have a shadow government. And many of our presidents have not been true presidents. They've been under this shadow government. And recently it had politicians that were crooked, like the Clintons, the Obamas, and their DOJ, FBI, and CIA heads that were with them as part of that shadow government. And finally, these systems of evil have a third arm to it, and that's the deep state of unelected bureaucrats who just stay in Washington, D.C., and continue corruption along with and the help of the mainstream media that makes the American people just be brainwashed to their lies. And this is not something we should be surprised by, because the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That is, in Paul's day, Satan was already working to have this one world government where everybody would worship not God, not the Bible, but the beast, the man, the dictator. And so we look forward to all of that. Now, as you turn to 2 Chronicles 20, and that's where we're going to be this morning, and see the nation of Judah was kind of like our nation, and it was under a king called Jehoshaphat. And they were being attacked by their own threefold enemies called the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. Just like we have the globalists, the shadow government, and the deep state bureaucrats with the media. They had the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites, and maybe even the termites. Amen. we certainly have a lot of termites. And we have a men's revival seeker prayer meeting, and we've been praying for a work of God and the Spirit of God moving to get people to believe in Jesus Christ and then to get baptized and join up with God's army and serve the Lord. We've been praying for a revival in America. We believe we need it. And also, we've been praying, though, that God would bless our government by judging these termites, the systems of evil that have been controlling our government so that we would have freedom. The Johnson Amendment was something that said under Lyndon Baines Johnson, he was a president back in the 1960s and 1965 and so forth. And in the Johnson Amendment said, you cannot speak what you want to speak in church, pastors, because if you do, you're going to lose your status to be tax exempt. Well, let me tell you, the Johnson Amendment never gave us our tax exempt status. The Constitution of the United States gives it to us. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor hindering the free exercise of it. I mean, that's what the First Amendment says. And I never went by the Johnson Amendment. If you've been around here, I never ever let that control my speech. But I'm saying just recently, with the new administration, the Johnson Amendment no longer is in effect. And you can say, I'm for this political candidate because he lines up with the Bible and this and that. You can say what you want to say, but I'd do it anyway. But anyway, I'm just saying God has answered some prayers in our country. And it goes against what the devil wants, because America is the key. If the devil can get America to fall completely, then he can set up his one world cashless government under the beast and the Antichrist. And they have been pushing their timeline, and it's 2030. And I believe in this chapter, I see a timeline from certainly chapter 20, verse 15 through 30 of 2015 to 2030 that applies to our country. And I have shared that. And I want to give you a verse today for this message, which is in 1 Chronicles 12, 32. And I'll read it. It says this, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do." You know what? I have prayed to God, God, give me prophetic understanding of the Word of God. I want to know what we ought to do. And I've prayed for that, and I believe that God has given us that kind of understanding of what we ought to do. And He has blessed us with that understanding. And today I want to challenge you not to listen to the mainstream media, not to listen to worldly Christians, not to listen to people that don't have understanding of the signs of the times to know what God wants to do, but you listen to the Word of God. And I want to say three things this morning about you need to understand the signs of the times so you should know what you ought to do in these days in which we're living. I want to say, number one, it's not a time of fight, flight, but faith. I want you to look at verse 15. It says, "And he said," speaking of the prophet of God, "he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's." You see, he said, don't be discouraged by the Ammonites. Don't be discouraged by the Moabites. Don't be discouraged by the Edomites. Don't be discouraged by all of these things that are against you. And by the way, we can get discouraged and overwhelmed so that we don't do anything just because we're paralyzed with fear. I'm so glad God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. I was going out with Brother Matt the other day, and we were on bus ministry, and I noticed this kid has not been coming to church. He's not been coming to Sunday school. He's not been getting on the bus. And his mother was there, and I knew she's part of the problem. And she's there with some other ladies, and I went up, and I was talking to the ladies and everything. And I said to her, because I knew what it was, I said, I know you're afraid of somebody coming to church, and that's why you haven't been sending your son, but that person didn't even come in. And I said, if they ever did, we'd take care of it. She's like, oh, I don't want them to ever come. If they ever came, I'm fearful. I said, but yeah, you're missing out on a whole lot because of your fear. I said, you know, God doesn't give us a spirit of fear.
Right.
I said, it'd be so good if your son would be able to come back to church. And sometimes we get so fearful of what's going on in our country. And one of my sons, you know, he texts me and he said, I don't see any hope. This global government, they're going to take over. They're going to do everything. I text him back. I said, son, I know that the global government is going to take over. I know the beast is going to take over. I know the Antichrist is going to take over. I know what the Bible says in Revelation 13. And I believe I'll know when it happens. And it's moving forward. But I said, God is in control. You see, the devil is powerful, but God is all powerful. And we need to recognize that we have access to God as God's people. And while I know he'll give us grace when it comes time for the great persecution, I know that God also can push back the devil's timeline. And so we are looking forward to God intervening, and we believe that we have seen God intervene. And you know, one of the big things that the devil wants is central bank digital currency. Central bank digital currency. And that is a currency totally controlled by the government. You know, many nations have it already. You know, Red China has it already. You know, Red China, if you want to travel in Red China, you cannot travel unless you have the poison jab. And that poison jab has been shown to kill people. It's been shown under Bill Gates to try to wipe people out because he wants less people, and these globalists want less people. Why? Because they want to be able to control them. And if you have too many people, you can't control. So they're killing people with the poison jab. They started with older people. They tried to launch a bioweapon. It was supposed to be launched July 4th. I don't know if they did it or not. But I do know this, that's what Jesus said in the end times will bring in the global government will be these pandemics or plandemics. Whoops. I'm right on the edge there. And I'm just saying that we are living in a time when we have to make a decision of what we're going to do. And so here in 2 Chronicles 20, God raised up a king by the name of Jehoshaphat, and he was preserved to give Judah victories. Listen, and extend the nation of Judah longer. Because remember, Israel got wiped out sooner, but Judah lasted longer. And I want to see America be America longer. I don't want to see Satan's one world government come in. I am praying against it, and I am praying for a window of opportunity that we can do God's work in America. And I believe, and I want you to follow me now, I don't believe God raised him up to be a pastor. I don't believe God raised him up to be a Sunday school teacher. I'm not even sure if he's saved or not. And I care about that, but I'm saying God raised up President Donald John Trump to help America stay out of the one world government for a little longer. And I'm for that. I am for that, and I believe that that's what God did. And he ran in 2015, right where we've just been reading here in verse number 15 of chapter 20, where the prophet of God said that, "Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And he raised up this man to help fight that battle. I believe that that is why the devil has taken over, listen to me now, the demon rat party. I don't call it the Democrat party because it's not the old Democrat party that it used to be. It's now the demon rat party. You say, how do you know? Because they're for all kinds of things that are against God. And they've tried, this party has tried to impeach Donald Trump two times since he came into office. They've raised up an illegal coup to try to remove him from office. They were led to rig an election to get him out of office in 2020, which they did. And more and more people know that now. They've tried to use lawfare to get him arrested. The devil has with that party, and they've tried to get him in jail numerous times. They've tried to take away his money, and finally, when all else failed, they tried to stop him from running again in 2024. When they couldn't do that, they tried numerous times to take away his life. It kind of reminds me of the Roadrunner, you know, and that guy, Wile E. Coyote, always trying to get him, but he keeps getting delivered. And what I'm saying is, here in 2 Chronicles 20:15, you can see that it is good when a king of a country or a political leader listens to the prophet of God. Here the prophet is Yahaziel, and he spoke about the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites attacking his country. And he said something encouraging. He said, by the way, prophets are not always doom and gloom. Sometimes they say things encouraging. Amen. They comfort you. They give you hope. And here's what he said. Hearken, all ye Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. And he said, you're not going to have to fight in this battle. God's going to fight for you. Now, I hope you'll come back tonight, because tonight at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be preaching on God's peace plan for the Middle East. And I know our president has been for the Abraham Accords, and they were very successful in the first term. But I want to tell you, you need to find out what the prophets of God say about the Abraham Accords. And the president, Donald Trump, even though I believe he's been raised up, he needs to listen to what the Word of God says about the Abraham Accords. There are too many people that have a wrong view of that. And I don't care whether it's Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones or that Owen Shredder, who shreds the Bible when it comes. We need to know what God says. And I want to encourage you to stay with God, because the message is you need to understand the signs of the times to do what God wants you to do. And so we're going to talk about that tonight, the Abraham Accords. But I'm saying many believers are distracted and deceived by the world, so you don't have the discernment of what's going on around you. You're into other things, but you don't know what's going on around you. And you, as well as the president, need to know what the Word of God says is going on so you can take the right action. I'm saying something. I believe that God raised up Donald Trump to give a temporary time for America to have the opportunity to push back the devil's timeline, to have a free country so that we believers, listen to me, can do the work that God wants us to do. God wants you to be in church. I'm glad you're here today. I believe he wants you to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday. I believe he wants you to be involved in participating in what God is doing to get people saved. If you're here, are you saved? You need to know that you're not going to die and go to hell, because that's what the gospel is all about. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be helping people to get saved. I'm so thankful this past week I had an opportunity to lead, not this past week, just yesterday, four people to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And had the opportunity to ask others to come out to church and not to be lied to by the devil, you see. You need to know what God is doing in America so you can take advantage of it and we can build a church on a solid foundation of the Word of God when we have the freedom and the opportunity to do it that God is giving us. And that's what we're talking about, that God is doing that in our day. And so what does he say here? He says here in the Word of God that God has a plan for us. And I'm saying that we've had in this country, I believe we've had in this country, an opportunity to serve God. And you know what? The Bible says the battle is not yours, but God's. I've had some people be afraid, and I said, you don't need to be afraid. I've had other people that say, oh, we have the Second Amendment, and we do. So it's time to fight. It's time to take up arms. And they saw what Obama did and what was going on. Oh, we got to take up arms. And I said, wait a minute, God gave me this scripture. The battle is not yours, but God's. And God raised up in 2015, a man came down the escalator in New York City and he decided to run against the globalist demon rap machine and wicked Jezebel like Hillary Clinton, who was running in 2016. If Hillary got elected, I believe I wouldn't be able to preach like I'm preaching right now from this pulpit. I believe it would have been a different country. I believe God intervened at just the right time. The battle is God's, you see. And we were praying for that. We prayed and asked God that Hillary wouldn't get in, and God kept her out, I believe. And I believe this great victory was because God anointed Donald Trump to get in like King Jehu of old, and he took out the leaders in Israel that were leading the country into Baal worship and so forth and so on. I believe that he has been raised up by God to give born-again, Bible-believing Christians a window of opportunity for you to come to church, for you to get people saved, for you to get people baptized and serving God. And if you're not saved and baptized and in the church, this is your opportunity. What are you going to do with it? God has raised this up in the government to give you this opportunity. What are you going to do? Are you going to be paralyzed by fear? Are you going to be so afraid that you don't know? Or are you going to try to fight it in yourself? Listen, you need to understand the signs of the times, what God wants to do. It's not a time of fight, flight, but of faith. And I told Brother Mark Abear, I said, Brother Mark, I said, I believe that when the tribulation comes and when the beast is controlling everything so you can't buy or sell, we won't need to take that mark. And I said, we're either going to be one of two things, like the Smyrna church or the Philadelphian church. The Smyrna church, God allowed them to be killed for their faith. And some of you, you'll be able to be a martyr, and God will give you the grace to be a martyr. But others will be like the Philadelphian church, and the beast won't be able to kill you. God will protect you. Say, how will he do it? It's above my pay grade, but I know he'll do it. I know he'll do it with Elijah and Moses in the city of Jerusalem because it says he'll protect them. But I believe there'll be believers that will be protected during that time. You say, well, what do I have to do? You don't fight. You don't flight. You don't run away and try to hide. You have faith in God and you serve God. And I told Brother Abear, I believe right now, I have understanding that right now God has given us a window of opportunity in the United States so that we can do what God wants us to do. But are you going to do it? Am I going to do it? I'm saying this morning, you need to understand the signs of the times to do what God wants you to do. And notice what it says in verse 16. It says there in verse 16 verse 17, it says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Jude and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That was in 16 and 17. You know what happened in 2016? I preached a message in October, 1 month before the election, when Hillary was supposed to be elected. They had it all rigged so she was going to get in there. And I preached, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You watch what God's going to do. And even though she was up in the polls, nobody expected Trump to get in there. He got in there because the states where they had it rigged, one of her former workers went in there and upset the apple cart. And Michigan and Pennsylvania and Florida and so forth, they went for Donald Trump. He won that election. It was too big, listen, for them to rig it. And I'm just saying, you need to understand the signs of the times to do what God wants you to do. It's not a time to fight. It's not a time of flight. But it's a time to have faith in God and pray. And we saw God come through, and Hillary was defeated. But I want to say a second thing. It's also a time of faith in the promises of God. We are in a time of faith in the promises of God. Because what happened after Hillary lost, they said, we're not going to let that happen again. We're going to rig this thing. And they rigged the 2020 election. And amazingly, Biden was in his basement through the whole election. And they said, just keep your mouth shut. We're going to rig this thing. And they rigged it so that Biden won that election. But it really wasn't Joe Biden, because now we're finding out he didn't even know what he was doing. He had something called the auto pin, or they had it. And you know what they did with Biden? They just had him eating ice cream and going on the beach. How many of you seen him on the beach in the picture? Yeah, going on the beach. And they were signing the auto pin. And these people were running the country. Do you know now this has come to light? Yep. Do you know now these people are being investigated that were behind it? And do you know what they're doing? When they're asked questions about it, they're saying, I wish to assert my privilege of the Fifth Amendment on the grounds that if I say anything truthful, it may incriminate me. They're guilty of sin. They stole the election, like I've said all along. And not only that, they ran the country into the ground. Why? Because the devil and these wicked people, they don't want an America that is free according to the Constitution given to us by our founding fathers. They don't want the Bible preached. They don't want freedom of religion. They don't want people to get saved, obviously. They want the beast and the Antichrist to take over and run the world. But I'm saying to you, we can have faith in the promises of Almighty God. And we can say to God, bless us. And when that happened, when they did that, there were people that came to me and said, it's no use fighting these people. We're way outnumbered. They're too powerful. Yeah, they're too powerful for you and for me, but not for God. The Bible says greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. With God, one in God is a majority. And so... 2020, the election was stolen, and I began to have times of prayer. I asked people to fast. Every Monday, we met for prayer week after week, and we said, God, this is a fake president. This isn't a real election. I preached it from the pulpit. I said, I understood what was going on, but I said, it's time to pray. And I wasn't afraid to say what I believed. Why? Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Preached messages about two presidents, one being fake, and the real anointed president being removed. But you know what? God had a purpose even in that. And we were praying during that time and asking God to help us out during that time. And one of the things I said, don't doubt. It's like the mountain. If you pray, this mountain will be moved and cast into the sea, but don't doubt in your heart. And I never allowed myself to doubt that God was going to bring Donald Trump back in and give that back. And we prayed for it. And it got to the point where we prayed week after week and it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. We thought it would happen right away, maybe a month or two. It just didn't happen. And everything was going. And finally I said, you know what? We don't need to keep meeting on Monday to pray for this. I believe God's already heard us. He'll do it in His time, but He's heard us. But we never stopped believing God until it happened. And something happened. The Lord heard our prayer, and some of us refused to doubt. And look what it says in chapter 20, verse 22 and 23. I'm going to read that. It says there, 22, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Then verse 23, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. What happened to these enemies that were going to fight Israel? They fought one another. Israel never had to fire a shot. And you know what? I believe that is why the devil has taken over the demon rat party and has tried to impeach this man, because he's raised up of God, and yet God is able to defeat these people, and God is able to cause them to fight each other and to go against each other, because we're in a time of faith right now and trusting God. And you say, well, how did the demon rats fight one another? How are they fighting against one another? Well, you know, the present director of the DNI, the Department of National Intelligence, is a former Democrat. And that director is saying now publicly that these people that were involved in this were the head of the CIA, John Brennan, the head of the FBI, James Comey, and the president of the United States, Barack Obama. And that when Donald Trump was elected by the people to defeat Hillary Clinton, with the help of Hillary Clinton, all of these people got together and said, I don't care what the American people voted for. I don't care what you voted for. We are going to stop this man from running the country. And the former president, Obama, got all these guys in the intelligence to work with him to plant a fake story that he was a Russian agent. And they launched an investigation, and they put it in the media, and the media helped them to say that he was a Russian. They got him impeached twice, and they went against him. But now the former Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, is the head of the Department of National Intelligence, and she is now saying that what they were involved in was treasonous activity and a coup against the duly elected president. Wow. Here's a former Democrat saying that. And then you had Fauci and Gates running our health and killing people. Now you have a former Democrat by the name of Robert Kennedy, who's ahead of that Department of Health. And he is helping to make America more healthy by going against these globalist policies and exposing these globalist policies. And that's exactly what happened here. In 2022 and 2023, they began to fight each other. The Ammonites and the Moabites fought against the Edomites. They wiped them out. Then they fought against one another. And I remember when they came to the end and they were going to have the 2024 election, 2023. They said, are we going to be able to run Biden again? He's really looking bad. And finally, they had a debate with Trump and he really looked bad. And they said, oh, we can't do this. But some people tried to hang on and tried to keep him in there. But they were fighting one another, you see. And it became too big to rig. And the amazing thing happened. Through faith in God's promise, Donald Trump got elected president again. Only the second time in the history of the United States. I'm saying you need to understand the signs of the times to do what God wants you to do. It's not a time to have fighting. It's not a time to have flight. It's a time to have faith. And it's a time to get a hold of the promises of God and pray them into existence until we see God doing what we're asking God to do. And one more thing, it's a time to finish off the evil systems and to finance God's work. I want you to look, first of all, at verse 24 of 2 Chronicles 20. I'll read it. It says there in verse 24, when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. People tell me, do you think that Brennan and Comey and Clinton and Obama will be brought to justice? I believe that is one of the reasons why Donald Trump has been raised up. Because if these people aren't brought to justice, then this country's gone. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop talking about it until it's done. I'm asking God to do it. You need to ask God to do it. This is terrible crimes against this country. It is treason. And by the way, last I checked out, treason is punishable by what? Death. Death. They killed a lot of people by these policies. They killed a lot of people. I'm just saying, I am looking for this thing to play out, and it's going to make the Nuremberg trials look like a Sunday school picnic. I believe that Barack Obama will be ripped of his presidency. He'll be stripped of his presidency. And he'll no longer be recorded as a president of the United States. You say, how can you say that? Faith, prayer, staying with it. This is something we're praying for. And when God does this, don't take this for granted. Thank God for what He's doing in your life. What a blessing that this is. And when you see this happening, thank God that this is happening, that Tulsi Gabbard came out and said this, and that these people are being referred for criminal charges. That's what needs to be done. But I want to say one more thing. Look at the next verse, verse 25, which corresponds to 2025, where we are right now. And I'll read it, and you follow. It says, and when Jehoshaphat and his people, after their bodies were found dead, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Do you know how these people have stolen from us? Do you know the money that they've taken away? I found out that when Trump got in, he started to do tariffs, which is to tax other people. And he said, we're not going to tax Social Security. We're not going to tax overtime. We're not going to tax tips. Got that in a bill in Congress, the big, beautiful bill. What about all that money? How are we going to get it? He's taxing countries that have ripped the United States off with tariffs. And everybody said, oh, when he does that, it's going to be inflation. It's going to destroy the economy, this and that, and all this kind of stuff. Well, do you know that this country for decades runs in the red? We take in less than we pay every month. You know, in the month of May, we were $357 billion in the hole, and that's typical. After these tariffs started taking effect in June, how many billions of dollars do you think we were in the hole? Not 357. We were in the black, $27 billion to the good. All this extra money is coming in. Why? Because they're not stealing the money from the American people. Because God has put a president in there so that this country can go into, I believe, a golden age. It says here in verse 25, more than they could carry away. But here's the question. Do you discern what's going on? Do you discern what God is doing? But what are you going to do with that extra money? Well, a lot of people are going to hoard it for themselves. But that's not why God has given us this money. He's raised up this country to be free to give the gospel and to get missionaries out and to support a bus ministry. You know what? Somebody gave us silver, and I think it was worth about $7,000 or so when we got it. We just held it, and we just sold it for over $10,000. And you say, why did you sell it? Because we voted to get another bus. Because we want to reach more people. You see, we're in a golden age, I believe. That's where we are right now in 2025. God has raised that up for America. That's why all these nations that have been ripping us off like Red China, God is rebuking them through the president so that God's people in this country can keep what they earn. Why? So we can hoard it for ourselves? No. I wonder, if you don't give a tithe to the Lord in the local church, that's 10% of all of your increase, you're a crook. Did you know that? You're robbing God. And offerings go over and above the tithe. And those that give the tithe, and God is saying, I'm going to give more to this country, and now you have the opportunity to give back. But do you understand the signs of the times so that you know what God wants you to do, and you're going to do what God wants you to do, and you realize it's not a time to fight with arms, it's not a time to flight, it's a time to faith, it's a time to grab the promises of God and pray it through so we can have this window of opportunity, and it's a time for us to see these systems of evil finished off and brought to judgment. So that this country can be free and have the wealth that God wants us to have. And I'm not preaching a health and wealth gospel. This isn't going to last forever. But God's going to give it to you so you can use it to serve Him. And I want to challenge you today. Do you understand the signs of the times? And are you ready to do what God wants you to do? And tonight at 7 o'clock, I want to invite you back because we're going to talk about the Middle East and what God wants this country to do in the Middle East. Not what Tucker Carlson wants, not what Alex Jones wants, but what's God's plan for the Middle East? That's what you need to know. I really believe what made America great and will make America great is when the leaders of America listen to the prophets of God. The Word of God. That's the key. And so I encourage you to be here and to do what God wants you to do. You say, what do I need to do? Do you know for sure you're going to heaven? Do you know for sure you're saved? If not, I would get saved right now while you have opportunity by putting your trust in Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. I'd then come forward and get baptized. I'd make sure I could join the church and be here Sunday morning, Sunday evening, when be in church. The devil doesn't want you here. But if you understand these things, you're going to say to the devil, I'm not listening to you. Amen. You're going to say to worldly people, I am not listening to you. Get behind me, Satan. I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your kids. You do what God wants you to do. And you'll not be sorry. You'll not be sorry. You'll understand and you'll do the right thing. God bless you. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed. And I'm going to...